Just eat the fucking thing.
Just eat it?
I'd just eat it.
And just hope that it was like one of those candies from the 80s where when you bite into it,
yeah, I think you're going to get it all, right? If you eat it, it's not. I think letting it pee in your mouth, something very odd about that.
Right? That should just be the clip that opens the episode.
But eating it, you're just going to get it all.
Sweet potato pod with Todd. We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy. Good to go.
Good to go?
Yep.
All right. Have you seen the podcast before?
I've seen some clips on your IG.
But you haven't watched the full episode.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, thanks for the support. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pod.
If it makes you feel any better, I had a podcast for a while, and I never watched any of mine either.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your podcast called?
Hot Chicken and Cage-Free Conversation.
Hot chicken and cage-free conversation. I assume you ate some hot chicken during.
Yes, we did. It was a Nashville hot chicken thing.
Oh, yeah. How long? Okay, but first off, Byron Kennedy, welcome.
Thank you.
To the Sweet Potato Pod.
Thank you.
I was going to get started with doing a little fuck, marry, kill with Trump, Harris, and Netanyahu, but we'll hold off on that. You started in Nashville in radio, right?
No, I started in... In radio, I was in radio in several places, mostly in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay.
But I went to Nashville when I left radio and moved over to the record business. So I went to Nashville to work at a record label.
Were you in Nashville when you started comedy?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
That's where I started my open mic
stuff. How was that starting in Nashville? Because I performed there once at Zany's, but I haven't been like in that scene that much.
You know, they have a cool little comedy scene there. I started doing open mics at a place called Third Coast Comedy Club there, and then finally made my way over to Nash Zany's.
Yeah,
a few years later, which was awesome. That's a really cool club.
Zany's is very cool. Yeah.
It was a fun time. But
I didn't know Third Coast was that old, but that it had been around that long because I just heard about it like a year ago.
I don't know. This wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
I started dabbling in comedy in 2019, so that's when I started. Started doing the Third Coast thing. So I was just the weird old guy. They were like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah. I get that a lot when you're around.
You know why I didn't watch your podcast now. Right?
But I always thought it was crazy. Because when I moved to Vegas, you and I had already talked to each other on TikTok. We'd never met in real life.
Right, yeah.
But we'd talked. I was friends with Julio, who was just on last week. When I moved here, I was like, fuck yeah, I finally made it to Vegas. And then both you fucks got a residency. Like at the same time, I'm like,
what the fuck?
What am I doing now?
Yeah, that was a weird, we slid into each other's DMs a couple times during the pandemic.
Yeah,
I remember I found you on TikTok or whatever. We became friends. I was like, this dude is fucking interesting, man. Yeah, you had a good thing going on there, man.
Yeah, some would say funny, but... Yeah. Interesting's fine. That's usually how women describe it.
It was funny, but also unique. That whole off camera shit, I thought was hilarious.
Oh, thanks, man.
And unique. So
thanks. And then you did the OYO out here for how long?
I did that for 6 months.
Okay.
5 nights a week for it almost fucking killed me.
Yeah.
That was whew, man. That was an experience. That's an interesting. Interesting place to live.
The OYO?
Yeah. The OYO. Stands for on your own, by the way.
Is that really what it stands for?
Yeah, it stands for on your own. It's like a low-budget chain, and I'll tell you, when something goes wrong in your room, they fucking mean it. You are on your own. They don't come fix that shit. So, yeah, shout out.
Shout out to the OYO. I used to always do the joke whenever I performed there. I'd be like, they call it the OYO, because when you tell your friends you're here, they're like, oh, yo, why?
No, why exactly? Yeah, you know, my face is still on the wall in there. I'm trying to get it off. I keep calling them, hey, what do I got to do to get that down?
It's interesting that you're still the face of OYO comedy.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be a sponsor after this.
Probably not. We probably lost that OYO money.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it really does stand for on your own, though. I really do.
Really? That's okay.
We'll have to Google that.
Yeah. So you're just
fact
lying.
Check that.
Yeah,
no, I'm almost positive I looked it up because I wanted to make a joke about it one time. But you know, I don't think everything on the internet is true, believe it or not. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no. You nailed it. On your own.
On your own, yeah. See, I was wondering if I created that in my mind because I kept calling down for them to fix my fucking air conditioner. They're like, sir, OYO.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wow. That is really, that's...
You know, I do a bit about a broken ice machine. I actually wrote it off a real experience.
It's actually, it's fun because I've seen that joke evolve. Because I remember when I used to open for you at the OYO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the fuck that happened, but but I remember you first telling that, and it was like a very straight story. And now, like, I saw you at the LA Comedy Club a couple weeks ago doing that bit, but it's evolved, and like you've added so much to it, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's I've put a lot of tags on it, but that was invented, that was created at, that was an actual broken fucking ice machine next to my room at the OYO, and I really thought it was people fucking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good bit. You should come see Byron Kennedy. Kennedy. I call you Kennedy.
That's just, fine. You can't.
We're tight enough that I can mispronounce your name.
You can't. Yeah, that's true.
So what? Okay. So what made you want to go from radio to comedy? Like what was it about stand-up?
You know, I always wanted to do comedy. I just didn't have the balls when I was younger. So I gravitated towards radio. It was always a dream of mine, but I just kind of figured that's what it was going to stay.
Yeah.
And then I started getting burnt out on the corporate world. You know, I started moving up in radio and drifting further from the creative part, you know, and I just found myself bogged down in meetings and dealing with fucking corporate assholes in New York and lawyers. And it was like, what am I doing? And I thought going into records would make me feel better, and it did not. And then I just finally one day was like, shit, you know, I'm not getting any younger. It's time. I just can't let fear stand in the way of this anymore, you know, any longer. So I was just like, fuck it, let's do it. So then I left my 20-something year music career to pursue comedy full-time, and the pandemic hit, and all the clubs in the world closed.
Good timing.
I was like, this is a fucking good sign, man.
Was there any moment during that where you were like, I guess God doesn't want me to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, you know, in comedy, timing's everything, and mine couldn't have been worse.
right.
I was like, this is awful sign. But I was screwed because now I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just sat around making silly IG videos and became friends with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all there really was to do.
We had each other, though.
Yeah, that's true. We got each other through the pandemic.
Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah. Or as I refer to it, the handemic.
The handemic, yeah.
I was sort of the same way, and I do think that there's a big part of me that does wish that I had started when I was a lot younger, but I didn't start stand-up until I was in my late 30s, and I just think that there is a big advantage to doing that, especially if you're coming from something, like I came from pro wrestling, you came from radio, where you're already performing, so you kind of have a lot of that worked out already.
Right,
so, like,
yeah.
'Cause getting on stage and doing stand-up, even... after 18 years of being in the ring, I was still wrecked, but I couldn't imagine. I tried to do it when I was 19, and I literally ran away from the club that I signed up to perform at.
Yeah. No, I get that. And plus, I don't think you have as much to say. You're
right.
Not near as interesting, probably, as a developed human yet.
Yeah.
When you're younger. And also, you know, I think for me, it's a lot easier now because I'm somewhat established, you know what I mean? I don't have to work three fucking jobs to be able to afford to just host a few nights a week or feature a few, you know what I mean? Really get that stage time that you have to have.
Yeah. It's true. Like if you ever go to open mics and just hang out, 50% of the, over 50% of the comics are going to be young. And so over 50% of the sets are going to start with either, where are my weed smokers at?
Yeah.
Or where are my masturbators at?
Yeah.
Like those are, weed and masturbation is pretty much, until you're like 25, those are the only jokes you have.
Are you sure? 25?
Well.
There's a few 50-year-olds still smoking weed and masturbating.
Well, I'm not saying you don't do that, but you've had other experiences, although it is concerning me.
It's a big part of my act.
Which one are you doing right now? Could you have both hands on the table, please? Steve, what do you mean? Is there something wrong with masturbating?
What's wrong with masturbating? I don't get high, though. I don't smoke weed. I do, you know, yeah. I do still joke about masturbating, though. Maybe I should.
No. I'm not saying.
I know what you're saying. I'm kidding. Kind of.
Well, watch the pod every once in a while.
What about you? You're not you smoking weed or masturbating?
I had the most amount of weed that I've had in a while a couple of nights ago because I threw my back out, which shouldn't be a big surprise. That's right. Really into it.
I got a buddy that did throw his back out, master. He put up one of those fleshlights in between the mattresses, and he said he was smashing that thing so hard he threw his back.
Jesus.
Oh, dude.
I think he might have been on that Blue Chew shit.
I didn't know you and Derek were friends.
Yeah, what's up? So, yeah. I don't know how we got here.
I have a feeling this is all going to circle back to masturbating on a pretty regular basis.
I want to keep both hands on the table.
Yeah, here, that's for the best.
Well, we can get into a topic here if you guys would like. I have a couple of good ones for you. So okay. I'll start with this first one. I'm kind of like in the Halloween area and festive. So they actually made a brewery, made this, the Kinkada infused Malort shot. So I'm curious if you guys would drink something like this, first of all.
Wait, what is it? It's a...
So remember that bug you were telling me about that pees more than humans or whatever? It's almost like a type of roach they're putting in shots, and you drink it with the bug.
Wait, no.
Time out. It pees more than humans?
Yeah,
first of all, that wasn't me. I don't think I...
You showed me that story. Yeah.
Did I?
You showed me that story as well. Yeah, I'll pull that up right now as well, yeah.
Define pees more than humans. Watch, you mean pees more often or volume? There's no fucking way that little bug pees more than...
No, yeah, you should have seen the pee I just...
I was just going to say, when I've been drinking, man.
Here you go. Pee.
And they urinate a lot. That's the sign that I saw. Okay, so let's start here. Let's start as if lying dormant in the dirt for 17 years isn't weird enough. Cicadas possess another bizarre habit. They pee like crazy.
10 feet per second.
10 feet?
Fuck. This is not real.
What? How?
Do they have a prostate?
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you, dude.
How big are the cicadas? Aren't big.
There you go. They have fluid at 300 times their body weight, too. So, tree
what
set.
The fuck are they drinking? How yeah. often are they drinking? Like,
first of all, this whole article is incorrect, because if I peed 300 times my body weight, there's no cicada that's going to be able to compete with that.
Here's a question. Who studies this shit?
Yeah, right?
Like, who thought we needed to figure this out? Hey, how much do cicadas pee?
Well, it was probably someone who got tired of masturbating that was doing the weed.
They're definitely on the weed.
Other insects that feed in similar ways urinate in droplets, like a normal fucking bug. I can guarantee you this.
A normal 50-year-old.
I'm a 46-year-old man, and in my entire life, until this very moment, I never once thought of insects peeing.
That's
it never
a good
even
point.
Crossed my mind.
That's a good point. I didn't... What do they pee out of?
But look at this. They urinate in a jet stream, too.
Out of what? Do they have dicks?
Do we have video of this?
That's what I want
to
see this.
Yeah, I could probably look that up to you, but it's because of sap. So I guess because they're drinking like tree sap so much, that's what it's saying, that they high-speed pump.
I didn't know sap had that much liquid in it.
It's some in the xylem or whatever. I don't
well,
know.
Well, okay, but let's be fair. It looks like this study came out of the University of Alabama, Huntsville. So we got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, be prepared to get a bit wet. So
they feed and pee underground.
Oh, so they can't pee on. So it's not like they can fly by and piss on you.
It says, but he used the video to record and measure the flow rate. I want to see this video.
Yeah. Do we have video of this thing?
Yeah, let me check.
Where will cicadas emerge in 2024? Hopefully not Las Vegas.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully not on a zip line pissing on people over the Fremont Street Experience.
It's a little loud, sorry, hold on.
we both. Yeah.
That was very loud in our cans.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny animals and insects typically sprinkle. Oh, there we go. So. wait a minute.
He just flicked it away like a booger. It's a piss droplet.
There it is.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Whoa. What is... Look at all these people staring up.
Georgia Tech researchers were the first to study this.
It's odd because they eat Xylem app.
Sap, yeah. So it's something in the sap. Yeah, there you go. Jet stream and peeing.
Where's the... I'll tell you what, they're not very careful with it, so I want to show this video to my wife so she can stop complaining. I could be like, look, you...
Yeah, but you missing the bowl?
Miss the bowl every once in a while. At least I'm not a cicada.
No kidding.
Oh, I hope the second... Is the first one going to piss on the second one?
You know, wow. I hope you don't take offense to this, but I didn't think I would leave this podcast having learned something new. But if you had told me I was going to, this isn't what I would have thought, no, maybe, that I would have learned.
Insect urine?
The fucking cicada piss. But now they're putting it, so was that shot glass full of cicada piss? Like, what was, so what was the drink? So
wait.
So they actually found out that it was illegal, so they got shut down and stuff for this, but they were putting it in shots, in shot glasses.
Well,
to
it
drink.
Seems like they should have known that putting... did you say it was a roach that they put in
well,
it?
Well, it's a cicada.
Oh,
so
it is,
I think
a cicada.
Yeah, it's a cicada, so...
Oh,
like,
so...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Half that bottle's got to be pissed.
Of course. They're drinking... If they're pissing 10 feet...
Why is it illegal?
It's just an article
here. The shit that the fucking government gets involved in. What? Like, you know, we got to pass a law. There's people out there that might eat one of these fucking things. So what? It's kind of like mushrooms. I've never understood that mushrooms are illegal. It's like they grow in cow shit, right?
Right.
It's legal to eat cow shit as long as you pick the mushrooms out first.
Have
right?
you checked into this?
Well, I'm just assuming.
there were some very tight times during the pandemic. Yes.
They might have now made eating cow shit illegal. But so who gives a fuck if someone wants to drink cicada piss? Like, more power to them.
Well, more power. I feel like, here's what I think. This is what
you
I think.
You don't think people
should
be doing this?
I agree that it should be perfectly fine for them. I do think they should be put on a registry if they do. Because I want to know before I get involved in a cicada piss taster. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know... I don't want to, like, accidentally be out with someone sometime. Like, say, God forbid, me and my wife split up. And then I go out on a date with some woman. I already know her expectations are low. She's with me. But if I find out that she's drinking cicada piss...
That's where you draw the line there?
I mean, I got to draw
it. She's really hot, though. Like, really hot. Like, oh, God, hot. You could move past it.
I guess I could move past it. Yeah,
I mean, you know, you got to... Yeah. Sure.
Is there a dollar amount or anything that you would drink this drink?
I mean, depending on how late I am on rent that month, sure.
If I was drunk, I would drink it immediately.
You don't even have to pay him anything.
Like, fuck it. Yeah,
you have to pay him not to drink
it. Let's do it, yeah. I mean, is that tequila? What is it?
It's a form of, it's like a liqueur, but I guess the liqueur is not that good either. So it's like the combo of bad liquor and this bug. It's like a dare type thing that they were doing for
a while. They have tequilas had worm in it.
But they have worms and the scorpion shots. Yeah. But that to me seems like it should be illegal. If you're going to, because that could do a lot more damage than a little bit of pee, I would think. Yeah. At least that's what R. Kelly always said.
You know, something you didn't really think about though. You find yourself a woman that'll put that in her mouth.
That's a very good point.
I mean,
she's not looking to put big things in her mouth.
Well, there's that too. So, but I think she's pretty. I think that she's a freak.
She's it's go time.
It's like, well, she'll probably put a lot of fucking things in there.
That's Byron Kennedy for what else can we put in her?
You ever had one of these in your mouth?
If you were going to drink cicada piss,
yeah,
would you want it in a glass mixed with something else, or would you want to just take the cicada and have them just piss right in your mouth? which would you want?
You know, I really don't think I would want either one. You mean if I had to choose?
If you were drinking and you... Yeah, sure. If you had a gun to your head, how are you going to take the cicada piss?
I'd just eat the fucking thing.
Just eat it?
I'd just eat it.
And just hope that it was like one of those candies from the 80s where when you bite into it...
Yeah, I think you're going to get it all, right? If you eat it, it's not... I think letting it pee in your mouth... Something very odd about that.
Right? That should just be the clip that opens the episode.
But eating it, you're just going to get it all. You're going to get the urine. You're going to get all of it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel as weird. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, because if you're holding anything and it's peeing in your mouth, that is a little, that's going to ruin your day, I would think.
Same. It's the same with people.
Sure. Yeah. I have a little little person friend. And if
pees
I hold
in your
him
mouth?
Up, I mean, he hasn't yet, but he's the type of guy, he definitely would.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather just...
Just eat him? Just a little bite-sized person.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, this...
Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pie.
Yeah, there you go. Let me see. We can keep on trending this one. This kind of quick one that I thought was kind of interesting with Halloween. So a lady walked around and she found a strange pie cone formation found in wood sparks mystery. So in the wood, it's like this crazy circle of just pine cones.
See, this right off the bat, without looking into this too much, this is the type of prank that I would play. I would just put something up like that and then walk away and just, you know, if someone comes upon it, great. Which Byron would be the type of guy that would come upon it, but pine cones.
Yep. But see, this is like the corn maze shit. This is hoax.
Yeah.
You're right. Someone did that. They were bored and high. Just like, didn't they just find some weird shit out here in the Nevada desert?
Yeah,
the monolith. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
What did that turn out to be?
I don't think that it ever, I don't think they said anything, but then they found another one. Like, it had been like a year and a half or whatever, and then they found another one randomly.
They think it's an artist doing it and dropping it at certain places, but it's super heavy object, and they don't know how it gets there or how they get it there, so it is
interesting. That's a little bizarre.
Yeah. It's like the pyramids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, they just discovered that there's like some kind of radiation bubbles above those or some shit. I don't know. I don't know the whole story. Like something crazy. But yeah,
I saw something, and they found something underneath it too, right? That like led to somewhere, something.
But see, we really got our facts straight here. We saw something, that there's a thing and a something.
Welcome to Morons Read the
Plasma
News. Mysterious plasma bubbles have appeared over the pyramids.
Oh, yeah. China caught these strange atmospheric phenomena on advanced radar, but they aren't aliens.
Well, China. Can we really trust them? Oh. China.
Here's a question. Back to the pine cones.
Yeah.
What would be the purpose of this for an alien? Let's go put some pine cones in a circle. Like, if they're... Aren't they supposed to be advanced intelligence? Like, these got to be some pretty dumb aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. That was always my thing. I never questioned, and I still don't question, that there's aliens out there. There's other life forms out in outer space. Of course. But why are we so insecure that we think that they've got to be smarter than us? We don't
know.
That's
a great point. And if this is real, then they're obviously
they're
not.
They're obviously not.
Yeah.
That's their version of Instagram up in Mars or whatever. They just do that and they take a picture and then they send it and get 1,000 likes.
They're just fucking with us. But some people think it's a cult sacrifice or a poltergeist or chupacabra. So people are like putting
Okay, well, first off, a cult sacrifice. I'm not going to fear any cult. It's like,
does that?
Because it's not like it's a straight circle, right? Like what I'm seeing here is it's all of the pine cones put into that.
I mean, it's pretty intricate, but like that would have taken some time. But I think any normal person could do that.
I would hope so. Yeah, any sure. normal person. Yeah. No one on a wheelchair going around doing it. But
I love that they call that a formation. A woman and her dog found a pie. Better dog peed on it.
Yeah. How many cicadas do you peed on it?
I don't know. Figure out how it got there.
Yeah. Well, so, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
But going back to the plasma above the pyramids, though. Or just look at your phone.
Checking something for us.
Plasma bubbles.
There you go.
Boom. Yeah, mysterious plasma bubble. When was that found? September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
2024.
Interesting.
Just recently, yeah.
Well, that is...
So, what does this mean?
This isn't an alien encounter.
They're saying it's something that happens in the atmosphere, I guess, of the planet normally. But, it is interesting. I do find, too, the pyramids is a unique thing. How do they create them?
Yeah, the pyramids is a very weird subject for me, because I don't know how they could have possibly been built when they were built.
Boredom.
Yeah, you think it was
a lot to do then?
Yeah, there was no weed. There wasn't anything to masturbate to.
There wasn't any doubt. They didn't have porn.
Just
they
have
didn't
a couple of people.
Have cicadas, so they weren't drinking cicada jizz. What did they do all day?
I mean, they
somebody
put together...
was just like, "What do you want to do today?" I, you know,
Yeah, well, according to the story, they would move 10,000-pound boulders to create a triangle.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. I do... If you had to guess, again, gun to your head. I know this is the second time I've threatened you with a gun to your head during this. It's only been like 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But gun to your head. Just gun right in your fucking mouth. If you had to guess, in the simplest terms possible, how do you think the pyramids were created or came to be?
I think it had to be some sort of advanced, some kind of vibration...
an advanced vibration,
if you're looking for an advanced
vibration, Blue Chew. All right, so we want to take a second here just to say thank you to our sponsor, Blue Chew. Our sponsor needs no introduction. You've seen the ads, you've heard us talk about it a million times, and I bet there's a big part of you, pun intended, that has always wanted to try it, and now you have that opportunity. We are talking about Blue Chew. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. They truly care about your dick and its stiffness. And they told me that's the mission, is to make the entire country rock hard. They will not stop until every man's bricked up like a brick house. They will not stop until every tent is pitched. They will not stop until every rod is raised. And you can discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal. When you listen or watch the Sweet Potato Pod, it's not just about comedy and information. I want your dick hard. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew now for free when you use promo code Sweet Potato Pod at checkout and just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Sweet Potato Pod to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Wasn't there some sort of technology that they suspect was used with like sound waves and shit like that?
There's been a lot of advanced... Yeah, there's been a lot of different... like, there's obviously... there's aliens is like considered a possibility. The other thing is that they're saying there's a possibility that ancient civilizations were far more advanced than we really even are now. And then something happened that knocked them back to the Stone Age. So that could... But then, to me, then why is that... why are the pyramids the only thing that survived?
Well, but you got pine cone circles full of pine cones now.
That's a very good
so
point.
So they were knocked back a little bit, but not that far. I mean, they're still showing off their engineering capacity there a little bit. Yeah, I'm I'm with you.
What if this woman was your cousin or your sister or your friend
that
whatever?
Found this?
Yeah, and she gives you a call and she's like, "Byron, you're never going to believe this. Byron, are you listening to me right now? I was out walking Fufu in the woods, and we came across some pine cones in the woods."
Yeah, what about them?
Well, they were laid out.
Can I play cousin?
Yeah. They were laid out in a formation.
What kind?
It was round. It was a circle of pine cones.
Just round?
It was
like
round.
Perfectly round?
It was perfectly round. Perfectly round pine cones. Whoever, I mean, Mike Atlanta, this is...
Are you serious?
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was walking Fufu.
Do you have proof of this?
He stopped to think, I took a video, and I'm going to send it to the news and show them this circle of pine cones that I found.
Well, okay, so the other cousin, not the one that's playing along, would be like, "You're a fucking idiot." And then I would say, "There's zero chance that the news covers a fucking circle full of pine cones. Zero chance."
And then
here we are.
What is this, Fox 5 Vegas?
Strange.
But it happened in Massachusetts. Yeah, but it's like, how bored are they?
Sorry. Hold on.
Probably an 8-year-old.
What's the name of the state again?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. I thought he said Massachusetts first.
This was some 8-year-old kid that was bored.
Yeah.
I used to do shit like this.
It's going to set, like, the entire FBI and CIA And the entire news teams, they're all going to go look at it, and it's going to turn out to be like an 8-year-old autistic kid who's just bored in the...
I wonder if they whoever did this was bored, but it was apparently a very slow news day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What day was this? Oh, this was also...
This was also 9/11. Oh, shit.
What's going maybe. On? Wait. They were trying to throw you off the trail of the space bubbles.
That's right.
This was the same day.
It was.
What's the video? I'm dying to know.
Are we going to start to have to never forget about the pine cones?
Give me one second. I might hit you with the volume real quick. Sorry. But let's see.
Ah, fuck. You know,
always an ad. Idiots. Always an ad.
You know, they're doing this in porn now.
I know. It's insane.
It is.
Ads in porn.
Ads in porn. Who would have thought?
Well, especially like...
Can I come? A stroll into the woods. It's an everyday activity.
Oh, my God. It's an intense video.
We walk here a fair bit.
Wow.
Okay.
We walk on Brandeis campus also.
This is Margaret Zaituni and her dog.
Zaituni.
This is Margaret Zaituni. Zaluni. You just will often
find what they found. Yeah. I want to take a picture a day of it until it's not there anymore.
You know, by the way, this reminds me of the Blair Witch, and she kind of looks like the Blair Witch a little bit.
The Blair Witch was something.
Yeah.
Lots. All in a perfect circle.
Oh. And then they do a pattern with points pointing inward and pointing outward.
She found the pattern.
Posting her photo to social media. The responses were all over the place.
Whoa.
Like
aliens.
Hard nope.
Had some cult sacrifice, poltergeist, chupacabra.
I'm not on
poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Chupacabra. That's a lot.
That's a cool. Oh my God, I think I want to name my next comedy special Poltergeist Chupacabra.
That's perfect because mine's going to be called Cicada Piss. But I love the fact that also she was so taken aback by the fact that they were laid out in this formation that was like some of them were pointing north, some were pointing south. It's like, yeah, because. There was nothing to it.
There was probably some pointing east and west as well. Listen, she fucking did this.
Yeah, absolutely.
She fucking did this.
What was her name? Margaret Zaituni?
Zaituni, yeah. Margaret Zaituni.
Zaituni.
Zaituni, I don't know.
Okay, what a...
Cool. It doesn't even have a spot to stand in.
She believes it's art.
What?
Possibly for the students at Brandeis. A shape called a mandala.
It's a circular pattern with a repetitive design.
A mandala effect.
And making them is sort of a meditative thing.
This is the biggest nothing.
She did this just to tell everybody about this formation.
This thing is not.
You know what this is? This is the pine cone version of when you see the rocks stacked up in places. Aliens did that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
When you go for a hike, you see them everywhere. I see them when I'm driving on the side of the road now. This is just that.
She wants this to be the American version of exactly that, just rocks. Yeah. She wants it to be, she wants people to come by and see the, oh, let's go, when we go to Massachusetts, we got to go see the Zaituni or whatever the fuck, Zactoni, Kiltoni.
I can't believe they're covering this. And look at, now people are trying to figure out how it got there. Who gives a shit how it got there? Wouldn't you have looked at that and went, wow, interesting. Someone spent a lot of time on that. That's pretty cool. And just kept it going.
Nice. Yeah. She also, I know where I recognize the name from. 3 years ago in the winter, she was walking around. She saw three men built out of snow. And she was like, oh my God, that must be a poltergeist. Snowman. It was like just some idiot built it. But first of all, okay. Also, I hope you can show this picture exactly on the screen because this poor reporter had to show up, sort of dress up. But look at the chair that he's sitting. Why did they just find that chair in the woods? It's so dirty.
They did.
It is. It's all beat up.
Yeah, they just found a couple of chairs next to the pine cone.
They actually brought like a super high end camera.
I love that he has to pretend he gives a shit.
It's like it's the clip. You're talking. You're telling me all about it, and then they have to film me just doing this.
He's like the intern trying to make it. Probably.
Imagine your boss telling you you got to go cover this, and you're like.
Your reaction is, no, fuck off. What am I doing? For real? Pine cones in the woods? What?
In a circle? I really want to see the rest of that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure,
I'm course, fascinated yeah. by okay. how stupid this
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Margaret will continue to document it daily. And as a math teacher,
how 19 days in, still a circle.
Still a circle.
Survives that long. The leaves come down like it's raining leaves. And you won't even be able to tell where it is anymore.
Maybe then we will know who really made it.
What? When it's covered in leaves? Oh, I see.
Oh, the leaves spell out Ken.
Dude, if I lived in that area, I would go change it into a square or something.
Yeah, like, oh, they'd, yeah. They'd be really like, fuck with them.
This is nuts. It turned into a square.
And even though it wasn't watched for the past 3 days, it definitely had to be some magical force that changed it.
Oh, wow. The news story made that. That was just, that's so funny, man.
First of all, if you really believed it was something, I would want to move some of the pine cones away and see if there's like a hole there. You know, like.
Yeah, the corn mazes, I get this. Man.
I wonder if this will be a hot spot for Halloween.
Yeah.
If I ran a cult in Massachusetts, which I've thought about before, but if I started a cult, that's fine. Just throw it on the floor. If I started a cult in Massachusetts, I would 100% just start holding all of my meetings there. And that's what I'd call them, is meetings. Man. It'd just be the Todd Roy's meetings. Cult meeting.
Let's go put some rocks in a circle out there just to see if it's newsworthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
You think?
Put a couple of, yeah, where in the woods, though? We'd have to go to, like, some place that's fairly popular. Like, up in Mount Charleston or something.
Yeah, like, or Red Rock, like a hike kind of, little by Red Rock area.
But we just do yellow rocks. Like, wait a minute. There's, and they'd be, like, all mind-fucked. They'd be like, it's Red Rock.
Yeah. Where did they find these?
Where did the yellow rock come from?
Wow. Cicada piss.
Cicada piss. Yeah, that's
pissed
what.
Pissed on the rock.
Learning a lot today.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, let's jump right into this then, because it's time. Do you know what time it is?
I don't know. It's kind of scaring me a little bit. Do I want to know what time it is?
Well,
why are you taking your watch off? What the? What is happening?
What is this podcast? What if I just pulled out
what
a cicada
sweet
right now?
What does potato mean exactly?
What if I just pulled a cicada out right now and it pissed in your face?
That would be weird.
It's time to go off the Todd rope. That's where they cut. That's where he cuts it, and then we jump it. Play a little montage, and now. So I don't know. I don't know how much you know about sports, but this is a pro wrestling ring. And
interesting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so instead of going off the top rope, we're going off the Todd rope, which basically means we have a bunch of questions, a bunch of subjects that have been printed up by young sweet Derek. And I'm going to pull them out randomly. I don't even know what's on it. He wrote them. I'll ask it to you and just spitfire whatever is the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
I just grabbed three.
Yeah. All
right. Here we go. If you... Oh, no. If you could be transformed into any animal, which would you choose?
If any animal...
Does cicadas count as an animal?
Yeah. I would love to be able to piss like a cicada again. Yeah. I haven't pissed like that since I was like 20. Like that little droplet he flicked, that's
even
how
out
I
the
pee.
Butt? Yeah. Byron Kennedy wants to piss out his ass?
I have done that, yeah. No, but the droplets.
Yeah.
Damn, that is. Why is that a hard question? That shouldn't be a hard question. Maybe a dolphin?
A dolphin. Okay. Interesting.
I
okay.
love that. I think those are like maybe a horse. How many answers can I give?
You can mix them. A dolphin horse? Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe a raven, man. Ravens are cool.
Ravens would be very cool.
And they're obnoxious like me.
Yeah.
Like I would love to be able to stand on someone's little window thing and just scream in the morning. You know how they do that?
Again, you could do that tonight if you wanted. Just
that's true.
Find some random person.
I don't get those why they do that, but I think they're just assholes.
Yeah.
And you know those are really smart birds. They're really fucking stupid at the same time.
Yeah.
So probably a raven. I like those things.
That's a good answer. I like a raven. Okay.
I mean, why would you want to be a parrot? All
nobody.
Bright colors and.
Nobody's accusing you of wanting to be a parrot. Say hello. if you could spend. Oh, this will be good. If you could spend time with a cartoon character, whom would you pick?
A cartoon character? Probably Homer Simpson.
Ooh, yeah, like that's a good one.
I would love to sit at the bar and get drunk with Homer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, if you're hanging out with Homer Simpson and a kid comes by, you can choke him because...
That's true. You can do all kinds of crazy shit there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really... See, I was picturing more like kids' cartoons, but you're right. There's some... Homer Simpson would be great. Yeah. Peter Griffin.
Immediately, I started thinking of kids' cartoons like Popeye and shit like that, but I feel like... Be a little weird hanging out with Popeye.
It would be. He'd always want to do shit. I don't want to do shit.
Yeah, he's very active. He'd be trying to feed you spinach. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't fuck it. Yeah. I don't need. Now, if I was hanging out with Wimpy, I could do that.
It was Wimpy.
Wimpy was the big fat guy that was always eating cheeseburgers.
Oh, but who was the guy that gave him the booze? He was the one that would pay you like Thursday for a hamburger today?
Yep. Yep.
Where'd he get the burgers, though?
He has always had a tray of burgers.
Where did they come from?
I think usually out of his ass, really. I think that was, he'd like reach behind.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with Wimpy either then.
Yeah, yeah. Or Bluto, just going around kidnapping women. Just
beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not okay, huh? He would get canceled today for that type of shit.
It was problematic.
Yeah, problematic's probably, wasn't it? That was a little rapey.
It was, yeah. It's weird, because like a lot of the stuff that people like try to go back decades ago, and they try to hold it to their standards today or whatever, which actually, I mean, they're good. I'm not saying they're not right. But it's like when you do that to the entertainment business, you do that to cartoons, I think it's a little weird. There are some, though, where it's like, well, that is a weird thing to teach a kid. Like the original Revenge of the Nerds. I loved that movie when I was a kid. And it wasn't until fairly recently when I went back and rewatched it, realized the main nerd raped a girl.
Yeah.
Really?
And he did. Because there was a whole Halloween party, and he showed up dressed as Darth Vader, if I remember right.
Yep.
And she thought he was her boyfriend. And he just went along with it. So they went into a closet, and he had sex with her. And I remember as a kid going, that's totally what I would do, too.
What?
Yeah, it's been a big issue, a controversy thing now. A lot of people are, like, canceling the movie because of that.
Well,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
the thing.
So in the movie, it wasn't a big deal, though? Like, she didn't...
No, he wound up with her. I think it was, like, a thing... Wasn't it a thing where she was what like, that was the best I've ever had?
Yeah, yeah. It ended up being, like, his love, and like, she ended up falling for him because she's like, oh, my God, you knew what you're doing. Like,
what was his costume?
It was Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, and she thought it was her boyfriend, but he was also dressed like that, and then he went along with it and did it, and she's like, that's the best I ever had. And then she finds out it's him, and then instead of freaking out, she like falls in love with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 80s, so kid.
There were two Darth Vaders at the party.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
with a much better lightsaber, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, and she was not even angry about it.
She wasn't. There, yeah, I don't even remember there being like a moment where she was like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
It was more like, oh.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know what kind of party that was.
I mean,
to be fair.
That's true. It could have been a swingers party. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there was previous consent there.
That's true.
In which case, then awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to take a few more minutes to try to explain your support of this? Sexual assault?
I said consent. I said maybe there was pre-consent there.
Maybe. That doesn't hold up in court, just for future reference. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done in your life? Showed up at a party dressed as Darth Vader?
The most adventurous thing I've ever done in my life. One time I went into the woods and arranged a bunch of pine cones in a perfect circle in Massachusetts.
Wait. A circle?
A circle.
A circle of pine cones.
It was almost perfect.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
You're a fucking wild man.
I did that. I did it in like an hour.
Wow. It took you a whole hour.
Yeah,
huh?
I did that. But I did it alone. I just, yeah.
Doesn't surprise
the most adventurous thing I've ever done, probably mushrooms.
Oh, yeah? What was, Did you ever have like a real wild experience on mushrooms?
You know, I haven't done them often.
What so if you hadn't added another word often? You know, I was lying.
No, that's probably in my mind the most adventurous thing I ever did because I don't really do drugs.
Yeah. Which is weird with that face.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But that was some wild shit. Yeah, I went on an adventure for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely got to peek behind the curtain.
Ooh. See, that's the kind of experience that I would want to have on mushrooms. I haven't done mushrooms. I've done LSD once, but...
Did you enjoy it?
It was fun. It was. I mean, the next day I felt wrecked the whole day, so that's why I didn't... I've never... Honestly, that's the reason why I never did it again, because that's what I like about weed, is the next day you feel fine.
Yeah, I tried acid when I was 16, and it scared the shit out of me. Like, I didn't know if I'd ever be right again, and maybe I haven't been. But the acid, I was like, no, it's way too intense.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
So I was always afraid. So, because you can have some bad trips on mushrooms.
Yeah.
So... I've always been hesitant to really go in, but then I went to Amsterdam where they're legal and you can literally order them off of a menu and pick the kind of experience you want to have. And
ooh,
so
really?
I felt, it's like, do you want to like, there's like philosopher stones for like really deep thinking. And then, so there's all these different strains that they grow in the lab and it's like this one has high visuals, this one has, you know, deep thinking, this one has hallucinations at different levels. And I went with like the spiritual one and ate a bunch of those and just took off into, if I didn't have my buddy there to talk me off the ledge, I might have freaked out.
Really?
It was pretty intense. But
What type of stuff were you seeing or experiencing, or do you remember?
Man, it was just so, like, I just had this feeling that I wasn't in the same part of the universe as all of the people around me.
Yeah.
Like, we were in this little town square area, people riding by on their bikes and walking by, and I just felt like I knew that I was in a different place than they were.
Whoa.
Really?
I just can't really explain it. It's like you're operating free from your body, your ego, all of these things, especially, like, I was with my buddy, and we were both shrooming our nuts off, and, you know, I was crying. I cried at one point because of how beautiful it was, like a different kind of cry. Like, I was free from my ego and my male macho bullshit. And I remember him and I like telling each other how beautiful we thought the other one was. I know this sounds very gay. So maybe I got in touch with my true gay self. I don't know. But like
the gay man inside.
Yeah, but it was like didn't feel weird or not okay to express to another man that they're beautiful. Like, we were, like, I felt like we were operating purely on a spiritual level, as silly as that might sound, or as what you would expect. But, like, I didn't feel like I was operating on a human level. I, like, could see his spirit. It was just, it was just intense, man. And I really want to go back to that place. Because that's a place that...
Yeah, no, I get it.
That is wild,
and then
though.
He peed in my mouth like a cicada.
I'm shocked they have mushrooms there, though, because I know they're big weeds. I didn't know you could do mushrooms.
You can do mushrooms.
Did they just start that after weeds started becoming legal in the U.S.? Because I always thought that would really kill their tourists.
I think that's always been legal there, the mushrooms. Well, they're actually truffles. They're like it's just a strain. Like, I don't know. They're not, but...
But I'm like you. I would totally, like, I do want to try mushrooms, but I would love to be able to order it off a menu and decide what type of experience I want to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat the gay experience ones. They're pretty intense.
Sounds, spiritual.
Was it the experience I thought?
It doesn't sound like
I don't remember seeing the gay thing on the menu, but they might have snuck that in there.
You were like, oh, man, this is so, it's so colorful and eye-opening.
Such a beautiful man.
My ass hurts, too. I don't know.
No one told me the sore ass was a side effect.
Could we? Do you have a strain that will make me a top, at least?
This should be called the cancel cast.
That's what I'm going for. Yeah. I wanna get canceled so I'm finally famous. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
Fuck. I couldn't write a book. Hell, I can't even read a book. Write a book or read a book.
If you could read a book,
if
what
I
would
could
it be?
Read a book, I fucking. Man, I don't know what the hell I'd write a book about. I'd probably write a book about my life. Wouldn't that what you would write a book about?
It's not your life.
Not that I think anyone would be interested in my life.
No, I get it.
But that's the only thing I really know about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes sense because a lot of times, like in comedy, you have like a bunch of different ways that you can go. But you're more of a biographical comedian too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking more about you on stage a lot of times.
Yeah, exactly.
You so and Black Jesus.
Hey, Black Jesus is a popular joke now.
It's a great bit.
Yeah,
that's a great bit. Everybody, he's got Black Jesus and masturbating to the ice machine. Those are really
those two. I like a good contrast.
Yeah, you absolutely know what I mean? Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Do you still live part time in Nashville?
No.
So you're full time in Vegas.
Full time here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So weren't you living between here and Nashville when you had your residency?
No, I was in LA.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But I also was kind of in Nashville. Because everybody says I'm from Nashville, and I never correct them.
Well, your special is called Nash Vegas.
Right, because I filmed it in Nashville, and I filmed it in Vegas, and it bounces back and forth. So,
well, you didn't want to go with Lostville?
But I kind of, yeah, I should have. Yeah, I did. I worked in Vegas. I worked in Nashville. I lived in Nashville, and everybody still thinks, and people actually think I'm from Nashville.
Yeah.
To this day, Butch Bradley thinks I'm from Nashville. He even still tells people that I'm from Nashville. I think up until I moved here, he thought I was still living in Nashville, even though I kept telling him, dude, I live in L.A. And then the next day, he's like, oh, this guy lives in Nashville. I love Butch.
I love the fact that you ran into him in L.A. and he's like, whoa, what are you doing
here? What are you doing here? When did you get in? Well, I live here.
No. Yeah, no, Butch is a great dude. Butch has been on the podcast a couple times. He's awesome.
You know, these questions that you're asking me really seem like they should be hard to answer, but they're hard to answer.
Well, it's because it's right off the top.
What kind of book would I write? What kind of animal would I be? What, you know,
like, why don't you write a book about becoming an animal?
That would be an interesting book.
Especially your horse dolphin.
The horse dolphin.
Let's try one more. Let's see if this one's hard.
Wait, would the horse dolphin be a land dweller or an ocean dweller, do you think? Would it be a dolphin with a giant...
That's
exactly where... Yeah,
that's where I was going with it.
He'd just be boning the other dolphin's blowholes, swimming above him. You like that horse dick, don't you? Is that what a blowhole is? Like, what is that?
And that's not what a blowhole is. I mean, I don't know, actually, I guess. I'm not a marine biologist, but...
You never thought about putting your thing in there?
Well, I'm a man. I've thought about putting my thing in everything. Do we know how far a dolphin can piss?
I can find out.
You know how, you're asking how the tough big question. This blowhole is?
while he's looking that up, if you had to live in a movie world, which movie would it be?
Oh, man. I'm thinking maybe Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be...
I'm not going to say Darth Vader. Don't try to get me down. You already got me there.
Hello, Layla. Layla.
Leia. That's Leia, dude. Yeah.
Think of that swinger party. Everybody had that, right? Costumes and you don't know who...
It was like a high school party. Oh. So yeah, you definitely don't want to.
I've never
that.
Seen nerds, so don't come after me about this shit.
Look right over there.
I love Star Wars, by the way. It's a good choice. I found this, which I thought was kind of funny, real quick.
The weird reason dolphins drink.
Shut up! You guys wrote this shit. There's no way. First of all,
you just typed it in Google. It's not written.
Listen. Time out.
Wait,
what is with you guys?
You see that?
You guys are fucking weirdos, man.
The subtitle, for dolphins, friendship is a matter of taste. For dolphins and R. Kelly fans.
The reason, hold on, did it say the reason dolphins drink each other's pee?
Yeah.
That's how they get to know their friends.
Friends, yeah.
Is that, they get to know, well, I mean, that's not that weird. Like, dogs and cats smell each other's asses.
First of all, how does one
by sampling sips of each other's urine.
But they're in the water.
Dolphins demonstrated a type of social recognition that begins with an exchange of whistles that are unique to specific individuals, much like human names. Very much like human names. Instead of going like, oh, what's this guy's name? I should be like, let me, can you just piss in my mouth for a second?
Hey, that's you. Well, who's that?
Click, yeah. Click.
Yeah, they make those little... Is that why they're whistling? They're like, come pee in my face and let me see if you're my friend or if I want to be your friend.
Look at the look up. They all seem very happy. They enjoy each other's urine. They're all chilling, hanging out.
They definitely... what is that guy doing?
he's like, hey, guys, come over here. Get a little pee.
Hey, want to be friends? How do you pee in someone's mouth in the water?
I mean, you pee in a pool, right? So, I mean, it's maybe the same concept, right?
You have to what?
You can pee in a pool. So, I mean, like, you can still see the stream, right? You could technically still drink, like, if you drink the water that's by the pee, you're still drinking the pee. I don't know why we're fucking...
I don't want to be invited into your image here. I also don't want to go to a pool with you anytime soon.
This guy in the back, is that a... No, that's not even a guy. That's like a robot thing, huh? Oh, I thought that was like
a... Oh, I thought that was a dude. Like,
I thought it was a dude, too. Maybe it's those fuckers on that doomed submarine. This is like the last photo of that thing before it imploded on them. That was interesting, right? Let's just go down there on that thing.
So what about
their blowhole, though?
Yeah,
I think this guy's got a pee fetish.
Look, dude, don't be weird.
Why is everything about pee?
Derek, don't be weird about it. Byron wants to know if he can fuck a blowhole.
Yeah. Heck. Yeah, why are you making this weird?
Could you penetrate a blowhole with your penis? Can you Google that, please? I want to get him on a list. Can a blowhole of a dolphin...
If the answer is yes, I don't want to be a dolphin.
By a human...
Your search history is not going to be good if it ever gets out there. Can you bone a dolphin's blowhole?
That's Reddit. I don't want to trust anything on Reddit.
How many upvotes did that have? I wonder. Do dolphins have homosexual blowhole sex?
Wait a minute. Why does it have to be gay? Wait, do only males have blowholes?
Is that true?
Why does it have to be gay?
Yeah. Do all dolphins...
Look at this. Go back.
Whales and dolphins are mammals. Back.
Look at that bottom one. Look at this. That looks far more friendly than peeing and tasting each other's pee. Hey, Fred. Now, see, the top one, which one's gay?
Yeah, they're face-to-face. That's not how you have gay sex.
Dude, no.
That one on the bottom is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Also, am I wrong, or does it look like the one on the bottom has, like, something wrapped around his mouth? Like, has he been gagged?
I don't know. But what?
He's about to get gagged.
Oh, and... Do they do it during heterosexual sex? So they do. That's what the blowhole. They do get their. This says freak on in a nasal cavity. It's a nasal cavity. Come smell my.
Dolphins are creepy.
Dude, who knew? That makes me kind of like them, though.
Man. Yeah, it looks like all dolphins have buttholes. So it's all not just okay.
So why is it homosexual?
Maybe because that's the only way to... Well, no, because dolphins could have butt sex, couldn't they? Look up, dude, dolphins...
Dolphins have...
Do dolphins...
Have buttholes.
Yeah.
Last weird question on your... Right, dude, your browser hurts history.
Have buttholes. Very technical.
Oh, and male dolphins...
A long slit houses the genitals, and a small slit behind it is the anus. So there you go. You just need to find a dolphin with a schlong small enough to fit in the anus slit. And then you could be a gay dolphin.
With a horse?
With a horse. That's right. Oh, I feel sorry for your partner with a tiny little slit.
Hmm.
All right, well, look up how much does a Vegas hooker charge to get shit on?
No, stay. Keep it.
Okay, last one. Here we
keep
go.
Keep it with peed on. A little more
class.
A little more up his alley.
All right, just read that one. Maybe we don't have time for another one. Oh, so your special's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And, yeah.
If you could travel back in time, what period would you go to? Period sex.
Probably to about right before this podcast started. So what time is it? Go back about an hour and a half.
Want to go back
about an hour. About 1 hour.
Before you learned so much?
Before I learned all of this.
Do you have any dates coming up?
I am in Dallas September 19th through the 23rd at TK's Comedy Club in Addison, okay. Texas, also known as Dallas in a way.
Sure.
It's a really fun club. Have you done it?
I have not.
Oh, you need to do that club. It's fun.
Well, tell them.
I will.
Let them know.
Absolutely will. It's yeah, I did it like 6 months ago. Had a blast. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it's
awesome.
A cool spot. So I'm looking forward to that. And then just, you know, doing the Vegas stuff. So
yeah, lots of stuff going on in Vegas. You're doing Butch Bradley shows out at the...
Late night comedy at Jimmy Kimmel's every Tuesday and Wednesday, Surviving Butch Bradley. Yeah, that's a good one. And then, yeah, just, you know how Vegas is. You just bounce around and...
You'll find something.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what? Just out of curiosity, why did you pick Vegas over L.A. or New York?
I always loved Vegas. And my wife and I, the first time I came here was in 2010. It was on our way to move to Charlotte, North Carolina. Before that, my wife and I had discussed if we were going to move to Charlotte or if we were going to move to Las Vegas. She really wanted to move to Vegas. I was like, what are we going to do in Vegas? 10 years later, I'm doing pretty well in comedy and always had that love for Vegas, so I came here. That was a boring answer. Part two. I heard that the cicadas
there was
here
a big
in Vegas.
Cicada population. That's right.
Yeah. How about you? Why did you choose Vegas?
I don't know. I think just because I knew a lot of comics here and I felt like I had access to stage time.
Like, you were like, if they can get them, I can definitely do it.
I feel like I would have had to start all over, obviously, and I would have in L.A. or New York. I mean, each one, obviously, Chicago. There's a Austin. There's a big scene everywhere, but I just felt like I had a better foothold here. You know?
Yeah.
That was a boring answer also.
Plus, L.A. and New York, it just seems like those would be... I mean, I know people do it all the time, but it just seems so expensive if you're not
absolutely.
Already living off of...
Absolutely.
I would love to live in a place like New York where I could do, you know... 58 spots in a week or whatever.
That would be
great.
Awesome.
But
plus, I'm a big fan of traffic and road construction.
Sure, sure.
So that kind of made it a no-brainer. Like, I love road construction. Like,
yeah.
3-4 lanes going to one is like my all-time favorite fucking thing. And you can get a lot of that here.
You can get so much.
And for
traffic.
No reason, which is also my favorite.
Absolutely.
Like, I love like just lane closures that never
there's
like,
no workers just there.
I can guarantee you that like right now there's 12 different spots, at least 12 different spots where they've totally just forgot to open the lane back up.
But they never did anything in the first place.
Right, exactly.
I look at it all the time. It blows my mind when I drive around Vegas. I'm like, what is this for?
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And you can tell they're not going to. And then they don't take the shit.
And there's nothing to do. It's just a lane closed off and you're like, this is literally a section of the desert. There's nothing here.
There's some weird shit going on with these. We should get a bunch of these cones and take them in the desert and put them in a circle.
We should.
Just
a big
freak people out.
That's the new one. That's what we got to do.
Construction circles.
Yeah. Construction
circles. Fuck pine cones. Construction cones.
Like that.
Dude, we're gonna freak people out.
We fucking did
that.
It.
And we can open up a whole lane when we
that's
when
true.
We steal
yeah.
them.
So we're helping the city.
We're
out.
Solving traffic. Beautiful, right?
Yeah. See, and that's why we call it the Sweet Potato Pod.
That makes sense.
So
that makes total sense. I get it.
Nash Vegas. You can watch it on Amazon.
Nash Vegas
Prime.
Available on iTunes if you like to listen and not look at me.
That's
which is
okay,
probably
so that's
your
a plus,
preferred method
because sure.
you've had to look
for
at
sure.
me for an hour now.
And smell.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, and I think it's on YouTube. So it's in a few places. I don't really know. I haven't looked. And
it's definitely a good way to plug.
I haven't watched my special, just like your podcast. So, you know, I still feel bad about that answer.
I watched your special 3 times last night.
Did you rent it all 3 times? What I'd like you to do, if you're going to watch it 3 more times,
uh-huh,
is rent it and then wait 24 hours and rent it again.
I'm not paying for it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah, no. It's...
Pirater.
No, look, I haven't.
I didn't pay for it either.
I haven't seen the special, but I will genuinely put my stamp on this for anybody who trusts me. Very funny comic. I love watching you perform.
Thank
I'm sure
you,
that the special is amazing. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I'm definitely
you.
Gonna check
yeah.
it out.
Feelings mutual. I really enjoy your comedy as well. Yeah.
Thanks.
I love that you moved out here and I actually got to meet you in person, because the DM thing was a little weird.
It was getting weird.
We just finally exchanged phone numbers.
Sure,
actually,
yes.
I had you in my phone though.
Did
so
you?
So I think we had exchanged numbers before, but we were just DMing like teenagers, and then I was like, bro, I think it's time that we exchange cell phone. And then you texted me and your name was already in my phone.
It was
so
time
did you
to move
put that in there?
In relationship.
Did you put that in there? Yeah.
It's very possible that
yeah.
I did. I do a lot of
weird shit.
Yeah, I put weird stuff on people's phones if I get the chance.
Yeah.
Anytime I ask them to take a picture, he always takes a selfie. It's hilarious. Every
that's
time.
That's my thing. When I'm at the LA Comedy Club or anywhere, if someone's like, hey, can you take a picture of us? The first thing they're getting is a selfie. And right. then I'll flip it around.
It's funny.
Otherwise known as a dick pic, I think.
Well, only when you're taking it. Byron Kennedy, thank you so much for doing the pod, brother.
Thank you, man.
Please
I had a blast.
Come back.
This was fun and educational fun. In a weird, very weird way.
What should they do right now, Derek?
What do you mean, what should they do?
Like, comment, subscribe.
I know you like to beat me on that now, so like, comment, subscribe. Later.